More news stories now, with the UEA saying staff exits will not harm courses. A gastropub celebrates 40 years and a Norwich drug dealer is jailed.
Students at the University of East Anglia have been assured that staff leaving due to the £45 million financial hole will not affect their courses. Staff leaving after applying for voluntary severance is expected to save £6 million, but students have raised concerns their courses will be negatively affected if severances cause lecturer shortages. It comes after the UEA's former Vice-Chancellor David Richardson stood down in February following a letter from staff saying the financial situation at the university was out of control. In a letter sent to all students from acting Vice-Chancellor Christine Bovis-Nossen, the education provider attempted to reassure students that their courses will continue and be completed as normal despite staff departures.
Norwich City Football Club have announced the new location for their city centre shop. The store is set to move into the ground floor of Jarrold following the closure of the Jarrold Sport Department in December. The Fan Hub was previously at home in Castle Quarter and Chantry Place before moving into Jarrold Sport. A date for the opening of Norwich City at Jarrold has not yet been announced.
The owner of an award-winning gastropub on the outskirts of Norwich looks back on a colourful 40 years in business. Back in 1983, the Space Shuttle Challenger was launched for the first time and Every Breath You Take by the Police was being played everywhere. It was also the year that the Wimmer family took over the King's Head in Boreborough, which initially started as a sports club, boasting four squash courts and a bowling green. It had the Deeds and Hunts bars and a snug area above it with a pool table with classic pub grub served. Pamela and Tony Wimmer, greeted punters back then with their son, Anton, taking over the baton in his early 20s. During the 80s, the Snug was replaced with the Wattle and Daub Boutique Restaurant. Throughout the early 2000s, it transitioned into fine dining, and it was first awarded 2 AA rosettes for culinary excellence in 2014. Then in 2015, 6 luxury bed and breakfast rooms were built above the gastropub.
A man has been jailed after he admitted his involvement in the pernicious evil trade of supplying drugs in Norwich. Ashley Fenn, 31, was arrested after armed police were called to the Holiday Inn near Norwich bus station as part of a proactive police operation. Declan Crater, 30, was also arrested during the operation last November, which saw police attend a business premises on Griffin Lane, Thorpe St Andrew. Norwich Crown Court heard Fenn was found to have £660 in cash on him, while Crater had two phones which contained drug dealing messages linked to both heroin and cocaine. Fenn of Noland Grove, Norwich, and Crater of Marauder Road, Norwich, appeared for sentence having both admitted being concerned in the supply of heroin and cocaine between July and November last year.